The eyes of a beer-drinking nation will be on a White House picnic table this evening. President Obama plans to sit down and share a cold one with a black professor and the white police sergeant who arrested the Harvard academic. The incident became a national discussion, and the president hopes to settle things down. Nothing is that simple, of course, not even the choice of beer, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The president wants to lower the temperature, and what better way to do that than by sharing a frosty beer with Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. and the man who put Gates in handcuffs, Jim Crowley. But what beer? In a story already foaming with distinctions of race and class, would beer be the great equalizer or just another wedge?
As I understand it, Professor Gates said he liked Red Stripe, and I believe Sergeant Crowley mentioned to the president they liked Blue Moon, so we'll have the gamut covered.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president himself will drink Bud Light. It's as if Mr. Obama, having gone out on a limb once, already in this case, has now decided to play it safe. Industry consultant Tom Perko of BevMark notes Bud Light is the most popular beer in America. Perko suspects Mr. Obama is aiming for an all-American, everyman appeal. Never mind that Anheuser-Busch, which makes Bud Light, is now owned by Belgians and Brazilians. The professor and the policeman's beers are equally symbolic, Perko says. Red Stripe with its Jamaican pedigree, and Blue Moon striving for craft beer credibility, though it's actually made by Coors. All three men at the table have their roles to play, Perko says. They're drinking politics, not beer. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.